Hecuba lifted out her loveliest robe, most ample, most luxurious in brocade, and glittering like starlight under all. This offering she carried to Athena with a long line of women in her train. On the Acropolis, Athena's shrine was opened for them by Theano, stately daughter of Cisseus, wife to Antenor, and chosen priestess of Athena. Now all crying loud stretched out their arms in prayer, while Theano with grace took up the robe to place it on fair-haired Athena's knees. She made petition then to Zeus's daughter. "Lady, excellent goddess, towering friend of Troy, smash Diomedes's lance haft. Throw him hard below the Scaean gates before our eyes. Upon this altar we'll make offering of 12 young heifers never scarred. Only show mercy to our town, mercy to Trojan men, their wives and children." These were Theano's prayers, her vain prayers. Pallas Athena turned away her head. During the supplication at the shrine, Hector approached the beautiful house Alexandros himself had made with men who in that time were master builders in the land of Troy. Bedchamber, hall, and court in the upper town they built for him near Priam's hall and Hector's. Now Hector, dear to Zeus, went in, his hand gripping a spear 11 forearms long, whose bronze head shone before him in the air as shone around the neck a golden ring. He found his brother in the bedchamber, handling a magnificent cuirass and shield and pulling at his bent horn bow, while Helen among her household women sat nearby, directing needlecraft and splendid weaving. At sight of him, to shame him, Hector said, "Unquiet soul, why be aggrieved in private? Our troops are dying out there where they fight around our city under our high walls. The hue and cry of war, because of you, comes in like surf upon this town. You'd be at odds with any other man you might see quitting your accursed war. Up, into action, before torches thrown make the town flare." And, shining like a god, Alexandros replied, "Ah, Hector, this call to order is no more than just. So let me tell you something. Hear me out. No pettishness, resentment toward the Trojans kept me in this bedchamber so long, but rather my desire on being routed to taste grief to the full. In her sweet way, my lady rouses me to fight again, and I myself consider it better so. Victory falls to one man, then another. Wait while I put on the war god's gear, or else go back, I'll follow, sure to find you."